Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ganesh Benzoplast Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Priyadarshi Srivastava from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robin. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to Ganesh Benzoplast Q4 FY23 earnings call. Today we have with us Mr. Rishi Pilani, Chairman and Managing Director, Ganesh Benzoplast, and Mr. Amar Kabra, General Manager, Finance and Taxation, Ganesh Benzoplast. Over to you, sir, for the opening comments.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everybody. Like Mr. Priyadarshi said that welcome to the March 2023 earnings call, annual earnings call. I'd like to start the call with thanking all of you for supporting the company all along, and would like to also present a few of the highlights in terms of the financial results. But before I get into that, I'd also like to announce the good news that we have signed up now, GBL has signed up with J.M. Bakshi, who have won the operating bid for one of the jetties in JNPT. And we have signed up with an exclusive arrangement with J.M. Bakshi to manage that jetty and handle our liquid cargo there. Why this is a significant development for GBL is that now we basically have access to our own exclusive jetty on the largest port in India, and our customers will benefit hugely by this, by reducing their wait times and also optimization of the vessel berthings and the cargoes that we handle over there, which in turn will help us to have better stickiness with the customers, since the customers will save substantial cost in terms of berthing and in terms of cargo handling. So this is a very good development for the company. Now getting into the results, I'm sure you, many of you must be knowing, but this year, our turnover has grown up by almost 18% to 420 crores, as against 357 crores last year. The profit after tax has gone up by almost 68%. That is 55 crores against 32.67 crores last year, 68 crores. For the quarter in particular, if I take year-over-year quarter comparison, we have gone up by 73%, with a profit of 14.74% after tax against 8.5 crores last year. The basic EPS for us stood at 8.78 rupees, as against 5.37 rupees for last year. So the company has done our a good performance on year-over-year basis, and we are striving to continue and improve this performance. Coming to the standalone results, for the LFT division.
Profit full year.
So for standalone GBL results, so, the profit after tax for the year has been 50.93 crores against 32 crores, which is an increase of 59%. And profit after tax has been 12.26 crores against 8 crores, which is again an increment of 53% year-over-year. The basic EPS has is at 8.13 against 5.27. Also during this year, we have allotted 2,825,000 new shares of face value 1 at an issue price of 103 rupees, fully paid to the warrant holders. converting the warrants held by them. So with this, I open the forum for questioning or answering anything.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Pranay Khandelwal from Agastya Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. I wanted to understand that this time around in quarter four, we have added some EPC projects related revenue and profits related to that. So how many EPC projects we have on hand? Can I get a metric for that?
Yeah. So currently, we have formed a subsidiary called GBL Infra and GBL LPG to handle all these EPC related projects. And one single project is going on in parent company, which will be over in next 2-3 months. So there are separate divisions for this EPC. These EPC divisions are doing the expansion work for parent company. So that's why you are seeing that 38 crores of that EPC business, which is included in top line of the infra division. So as on date, we have 2-3 customers for EPC, and we are in line for another 2-3 customers over the next 6 months.
Pranay, as I have always explained, see, we are not into any hardcore EPC third-party business. The EPC division basically used by us to create strategic alliances with our existing customers as per their requirements. So using our expertise in our tank and pipeline division, what we do is we help cater the needs of our own customers to develop their in-house capabilities to either increase their volume handling or, you know, other things, or for new potential customers who we are looking to work with. So EPC division for us is more as like an extended arm of like a customer service rather than, you know, it's like a EPC business per se.
So in that context, so what kind of margins do we charge? Are we going for lower margins so that we can have business development, or we're going for the normal 7-8% margins we see in this industry?
Yeah, so we basically charge our customers what is the normal margins, which is, you're right, it's approximately 10 to 15% margins that are there. So sometimes they are lower, sometimes they are higher. The idea, you're right, so the idea behind this division is not really to focus on the short-term profit made out of the actual EPC work, but the idea is to develop a long-term strategic alliance. So, for example, like for one of our customers, we are helping them enhance their product handling capacity in their plant right now. So for that, we'll engineer and build a tank for them there. Now, what money we make out of the tank is not really what we are focused on, but we are getting a back-to-back contract with their customer to handle those capacities in JNPT. So that is what we really focus on. Obviously, we don't make a loss, but there's no real, we make a general profit of like 5 to 10%. That's about it.
Okay. And can you also give me the capacity utilization in chemicals? I think we guided for a better capacity utilization going forward. So how has that moved from last quarter to this quarter?
So see, in general, last year has been approximately 70 to 75% capacity utilization for chemical. And we are steadily increasing it by like 4-5% every year. So as you can see, as we are steadily increasing it, the chemical division itself is also starting to now perform well, because now the fixed costs and everything are getting covered, and we are actually generating bottom line in it. So that is what I would expect, that next year should also be, will be in the range of about 75 to 80%. This would be my expectation.
So is that, that you mentioned that we're making profits in this segment now, is that because of the realization getting better, or what might be the reason for the same?
No, see, the realizations have been getting better in terms of demand, but also it's a basic logic that, you know, as you keep increasing the capacity utilization of your plant, then the money that you generate, if you cover all your fixed and variable costs, then after that, you start generating profits. Now, if your capacity utilization is low, while you cover your variable costs, your fixed costs will keep hitting you. So that is one of the basic reasons why chemical division is doing better as the capacity utilization is increasing.
Right. And also, can you give us a color on the LPG expansion that we are looking to do now that we have also, I think, formed a committee for raising the fund for the same? So how are we going forward with it?
So the committee has been formed to raise funds not just for LPGs. It's for a specific purpose. It's basically for our all expansions. Like I've always maintained, that LPG is a segment that we are definitely bullish on and we want to enter it. We have all taken approvals on it, but unless we have a proper signed contract with a customer, we are not going to start the actual construction on ground, because we have a lot of other options where we customers are more or less willing to give us signed contracts. Right now we were finalizing our chemical development, chemical tank development, which is now done. So now we are going to sit down and finalize what we want to do with our balanced land, whether we want to go for an LPG or some other high value product like ammonia, or we want to go for, you know, another set of chemical tanks. So all that discussions are on right now.
All right. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you, Pranay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star 1. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and 1 on your touchtone phones at this time. The next question is from the line of Ankur Gulati, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, I have a quick question. Any guidance on how much money you guys are planning to raise?
See, while we have taken the board approval to raise up to 300 crores, the amount of actual money we raise will depend on what we finally agree with the investment committee and our customers as the final project to go ahead with. So I can't give you an exact number as on date.
And is it only equity or mix of debt or equity?
Again, the structuring of that will depend on how the customer contracts finalize. So because many times what we do is, we ask our customers themselves to participate in the project in terms of debt, which is gives their commitments also into the project. And then we repay this over the year, over the life of their contract. So in that case, the equity raise required is less, because it is a balance between what we have in our internal accruals, what we are able to get from our customer in terms of customer participation, which is technically on our book comes as a debt, and the balance funding that is required.
Going back to the JM Bakshi one, is there some sort of a minimum guarantee or base revenue that we have guaranteed them? Or is there a cost for getting the
JM? No, we have not guaranteed them any minimum guarantees, but But yes, it is in our interest to move most of our volume to them because we get a preferred berthing and treatment there. So definitely, they would be looking forward to get good volumes for them, but there is no commitment from our side.
Got it. And on LPG side, the broader guidance which you gave last call or last to last call, they are still intact as far as revenue is concerned and timeline from start of construction is given?
No. So again, what I'm saying, Ankur, is that, see, we have not started the construction of the LPG phase because we have still not finalized our contract with the customer.
Yep.
So we are very clear that we will start the construction only once we have a firm signed contract with the customers because we don't want to do any construction without having the firm backup of volumes and revenues. And we have a lot of other good avenues to look at in terms of petroleum, chemical tankages. So we are not going to commit to any construction as such as of now or funds for it till we have the firm contract in place. Having said that, we are having those discussions on a regular basis with the customers to find a firm contract. Generally, what happens in a LPG facility is first you construct it and then you get the contract with the PSUs and all. In our case, we want to sort of flip it around. We want to get our contracts in place before we commit to the CapEx.
Understood. Rishi, the question was, let's say you sign a contract takes 6 months hypothetically, then from that point onwards, overall, that I think 30-month guidance.
Yes, yes. That doesn't change. That doesn't change.
And any further color on Bangalore, right? There was some land you guys were looking at.
Yeah, so we are right now, we are in the process of taking over the land from the port. All the formalities are getting done. And once that is done, we've already got two or three options lined up for what kind of projects we can do that. So hopefully in the next 3 to 4 months, we'll be able to finalize on that also.
Understood. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star one. The next question is from the line of Tejas Parekh from BT Parekh & Company. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible.
Yes, yes. Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding to a case that we were having since quite a long time against this Prakash Agarwal. So is there anything development that the investors need to know?
No. As of now, see, the matter is sub judice, and there is no real development in that case, except for the fact that we are waiting for the hearings to go start on a regular basis.
Okay. So the hearings are not yet concluded?
No. They are not concluded. They are not even properly started in the sense they start, and then there are a lot of documents and says or whatever affidavits everybody has to file, and then again you get the next date. So the arguments and all are yet to start in that matter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pranay Khandelwal from Agastya Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the follow-up. Can you also guide on the rental yield that we may expect going forward for tanks?
Yeah. So generally, Pranay, what year-over-year basis, what we expect to get is approximately from the same existing tanks, we expect to get about 5%-10% increment in our rentals on a year-over-year basis. So that is what we always strive to get from our customers. Apart from this, we should get some step jump from the new chemical tanks that will commission shortly. We've already received the Pollution Control Board approval to start the tanks. So I would imagine that you should see some step jump based on those tank rentals.
So these will start contributing from Q1 itself, right? The new chemical tanks that we built.
You please assume Q2 because it will start somewhere in June. So the actual impact will start from Q2.
Okay. And can you also talk about the capacity utilization at Cochin and Goa? We all know JNPT does well, of course, 100% utilization. Cochin also you have mentioned 95% this time. But if I see the throughput, throughput is not that high compared to last year. So can you just talk about that?
Yeah, so in Cochin, the percentage utilization usually is around 95%. It has fallen by about 5-10% because we are changing over some tanks to a different product. So when you change over the tanks from one product to another, it's a major change. There is a small gap that comes when you need to revamp the tank. So we are under that phase right now. Once that happens, then it will jump back to that 95-98%, whatever that is. Goa runs anywhere between 30-40%, because like I said, that as long as the mining ban exists there, there is very little upside cargo that we can expect. This year, though, we did get molasses in the first quarter, which has significantly increased our capacity utilizations.
Okay. And also we've been, I think in the past few calls, we have talked about the separation of chemicals and the LST business, like properly. We have already done the standalone and consolidated thing. But any color on that?
Yeah, so like I've always said, see, that we are, for that we need to, there is a court case that we need to sort out. So we are in the process of doing that, and when it gets done, then we can go ahead with that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. To ask a question, participants, you may press star one. The next question is from the line of Pranay Khandelwal from Agastya Investments. Please go ahead.
You said something about the mining ban in Goa that I think has been there for some time. Do we see it changing, or like what do we plan with it otherwise? Because I think it has been there for quite some time. And are we in talks with the government or something like that? Is something.
Okay, Pranay. So yes, it has been in place for some time, and there was around a couple of years back a circular from the central government lifting the ban with certain conditions. So, but the conditions themselves, some of them were not really practical. So the mining companies are in discussions with the central government to modify those. But it's going to take its own time. As far as we being in touch with the government, you have to realize that in terms of overall thing, we are really attached with the port. And port, yes, port has been definitely pushing the central government to come out with a solution for this, because not only for us, but for the port, this was a major source of revenue when the ore was getting loaded onto ships. So the port has been pushing the central government to somehow solve this.
All right. So I also wanted to understand how does ore, what kind of products do we store in our Goa business when there wasn't a mining ban?
Basically the whole terminal used to act like a bunkering terminal. Bunkering is when you give fuel to ships. So we used to store the fuel in this terminal, and we had pipelines to all the jetties. So whichever ship used to cut, the big ships which used to come to take the ore, we used to provide fuel to them.
All right.
Yeah.
So you would tie up with the, Bharat Petroleum or something, and then
yes,
provide them. All right. Thanks for answering the question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Participants, to ask a question, please press star one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rishi Pilani, for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Again, I would like to thank all the people present on the call for supporting the company and taking out your valuable time to understand about us. And we look forward to your feedback and your guidance, as always, to what we can do better. And have a good evening, all of you. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.